a number of people have asked, why don't we spend more time talking about, the rollover dad was in? And the real answer is he really doesn't want us to. It's the program's for the listeners. Y'all have been the one that have kept it on the air for 30 years. And he wants it to be that way and keep that. He wants it to be about y'all. This is a place where you can get direction and advice on home ownership, and he wants it to focus on that and not necessarily him. But as being the founder and a big part of the program, we will spend the first segment. He even said, don't even do that. And I said, well, Dad, people want to know. They got to know. And until you can come in here and take the microphone back, we're going to spend the first segment talking about you. So that'll be here at the 10 o'clock hour for basically till he returns. And it's one of the blessings, I think, in this whole thing is that we're on radio. This would have killed a TV personality's career.
I was teasing Dad. I said, when you come back, you're going to have to wrestle the truck away from me and your office away from Romy.
Jennifer's in the Raptor.
He looked at me and he goes, no truck, no office. And we've spoiled his dogs rotten. He's got a lot to do when he gets up.
He's got his work cut out for him. He'll be moving quicker than you think.
I just needed the countertop space to spread out and working, doing Rosie's job now and trying to still do mine. I just needed the countertop space. But he's welcome to have it back when he comes. There's a lot of God stories in it, this whole trial. And if he wanted them, he had plenty of opportunities to take them. So we're very convicted that he's got work left here to do before his eternal reward, and we'll be back soon. So we'll get to the rest of the content we have planned and scheduled for this Saturday's broadcast, and I better do the Suns tickets before I mess up like I did last hour and blow right through the second segment and not even give them away. Lance was cruel, one of the newest partner team members to Rosie on the House. He picked a trivia stat that's a not good stat. I'm like, man, why don't you pick something else like, who named five players when they won the regional championship game in early 90s? I mean, I could even do that. But apparently it had already gone out in the newsletter. I missed that in the edit. So we're going to stick to what was in the newsletter so that people that subscribe to that and were waiting for their chance to win, we're not throwing them a curve. But the Suns set a record recently. They accomplished something never done before since the shot clock was introduced to the game in the 50s. Do you know the story, Gary?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. Sorry. Maybe I should turn up my mic. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, if you know what the Suns recently accomplished, and Lance said you can just Google.
This is Lance that came up with the question?
Suns offense, and the story will pop right up. So if you know the answer, what did the Suns recently accomplish? And I'm sorry, Phoenix Suns, to do this to you. You blame it all. We may have to throw Lance under the bus. But at all end, I'm the final edit on the newsletter, and this one slipped through me. So it's really my fault. Didn't mean to shine light on this. But if you know the answer, text it to 411-923. And now in the rest of the programming segment, we'll take all right answers. We'll sort through and select a winner at random once we verify this isn't somebody that's won a promotion from Rosie on the House in the last 12 months. Last week was the first announcement about Dad, and we completely blew through the 10 o'clock hour. I didn't think there was going to be enough to talk about, and we were still going to get to our pliers as we're talking different tools that every homeowner should have in your toolbox. And so we're going to quick catch up on last week on the pliers segment. We're focusing in particular this or that week on the Channel Lock brand. What we did for Rosie's 30th anniversary is we put together a toolbox and filled it with the basic tools every homeowner should have. And then we had them all etched with the Rosie on the House 30th anniversary logo as a reminder as you live in your home. I mean, these are all tools made in America. They will last a lifetime, taken care of properly, and it'll be there for you for whatever project you're trying to tackle. And with the American-made tool and the Rosie brand, it'll just burn in your mind to do it Rosie right. Take the extra minute to do this project completely. Measure twice or three times or four times. Cut once. and just spend that little bit of extra time that makes the difference. And Channel Lock is a really interesting story, started back in 1886 by George DeArmament, who started selling tools out of the back of his truck. And at that time, the crimping tools that they used were mainly for hooved animals, horseshoers, clippers, stuff like that. Well, this is still in the DeArmament family. John DeArmament is fifth generation COO and president of the company. His dad's on the board of directors. His brother's the vice president. And says in 1933, the chief engineer of the company, a gentleman by the name of Howard Manning, came up with an invention that would be very important in working with the water pumps in automobiles. His invention was a pair of multi-position tongue and groove slip joint pliers that became essential in tools and repairs and construction. And in fact, the invention was so iconic, the Channel Lock pliers, it became the name of the company and one of the tools that we have in our 30th anniversary toolkit. Channel Lock pliers, they are American made. They've expanded to different product lines, and there are a few items that there's Global Materials that are outsourced and some of their tools, but they clearly mark them on their catalog so you can see the source and know if it's a fully American-made product down to the materials or was it just assembled. But all their pliers, it's when they get into the screwdrivers and a couple elements that the parts come from, I won't say overseas because I don't know, but you know, they could come from Mexico, they could come from Canada, South America, just out of the country. But the over 90% of everything going into the Channel Lock is American made. They say something, one of their company philosophies just is very simple. Good management is never far from the factory floor. People count more than managers. Bigger does not mean better. Dedication to excellence is the surest way to surmount adversity and to prosper. And that's why we picked Channel Lock, aside from just being an iconic name and the tools that we use, but it's American-made. And they employ over 375 people in the town of Meadville, Pennsylvania, where they've been since 1902. So there are your pliers. We're talking next couple segments. We're moving into other hand tools that are in the toolbox. Knives, saws, torpedo levels, hacksaws, tape measure. All the essentials that you need as a homeowner to keep up with the regular maintenance around your home, castle, or cabin. And because the topic isn't necessarily, edge of your seat riveting, we are open to calls. If you'd like to join the conversation or talk about your project, 1-888-767-4348. You can text to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.